Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 13th of December, recording at 9:11 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, of course. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, very nervous activity here today. We had selling pressure in Asia, heavy in a few instances, most notably Japan and Hong Kong, declines of 2.5% or more occurring there. European stock markets got clobbered. This is kind of a delayed reaction to, well, disappointment over the central bank deal that was cobbled together to supply funds to the commercial banks at a reasonable rate. Top among the decliners here is the UK FTSE 100 index, down almost 3%, 195 points. Now, the Dow followed in that vein and was down, I think, over 100 points, excuse me, at one stage, but then came back with a late rally and closed up 44, and the S&P was up 1.82. The NASDAQ closing with a small decline. So those are very modest gains on Wall Street where they occurred, but they are near the higher side of the day, virtually at the highs of the day. And government bonds, definitely more profit-taking occurring in the U.S., down fairly sharply, but they were firmer in Europe against the background of that selling pressure in stock markets. And the dollar rallied quite sharply in here today, currently showing it's off its highs, but currently up 400 ticks on the US dollar index. That's been consolidating a little above the 76 level, and it's currently at 76.54. And the euro has slipped to 146.29. Sterling has slipped to 204 in here. And dollar yen's unchanged on the day. So that looks to me like a little bit of deleveraging. Some of the carry trade plays were unwound in here today. So this volatility continues in here. And precious metals were quite weak against that background. I mean, gold is down 16.7 at 796.77. Silver took a big hit, currently down 58 cents. Platinum down $10, so that was a relatively small fall in platinum compared to the other two declines. Most the industrial metals were all lower, although not spectacularly so. And most of the soft commodities were lower, again evidence of deleveraging. The exception was the exceptions, I should say, were wheat and corn, which were both up, although it's a modest gain. Actually, I see sugar, U.S. sugar, is up just a tiny bit. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we certainly have this overall nervousness about the banking situation, about the additional write-downs that are occurring. The people who are at the other end of the various securitized debt issues, the borrowers, that is, they're beginning to have faces. Previously, they were just described by acronyms, but this is becoming increasingly a sociological issue, and we can expect a little bit of a backlash from that. And I think overall, we still have a problem with central bank communication. I think that the program put together by the five central banks, I think it was five, to make more money available to the commercial banks is a sound one. I think all the steps that have been taken are really quite sound, but I think the communication has been weak in here, and I've said that repeatedly on as far as the Fed is concerned, so I don't need to run through it all again. And we have more of this extremely nervous environment overall, leading to whippy, choppy action in stock markets. But you put it all together, and you have a number of European stock, beg your pardon, let's stay with the Asian. We have some of the Asian stock markets very close to their highs, or just having hit new highs yesterday in a few instances. The European stock markets had mostly seen pretty significant rallies. The best one was the DAX index, which got up very close to its former highs before today's sell-off. The European stock market indices that had lagged were the ones that were heavily weighted with banking and property shares, not surprisingly. But even the FTSE had staged a pretty significant gain. But that's on the FTSE 100 index. If you look at small cap indices, they remain fairly weak generally. And Wall Street's action, well, we did have those key day reversals a couple of days ago, and those haven't been offset yet. Although it has to be said, there hasn't been too much downside follow-through to those keys. And those keys did occur within trading ranges. And when that actually happens, the psychological impact of the key is less dramatic than it is at the end of an overextended trend, when something's been moving straight up, accelerating, and then gets the downside key, or something's been in free fall and then gets the upside key. It's a much more dramatic signal then. Occurring in the middle of the range, for most people, it's just, well, another volatile day, but we've seen plenty of those, haven't we? But overall, it locks these stock markets into these sideways trading ranges. And the news is gradually drifting out. The central banks are gradually taking the right steps. Treasury officials are also involved in here, and it drags on. But the net result of it all, I maintain, is that it has lengthened the overall cycle. And this is the stock market cycle. And the economic cycle. So it has slowed it, but it has also lengthened it. And I think we'll get more of the same. We'll get more ranging activity. That's a reasonably safe forecast. It has, if not entirely put paid to the year-end rally, certainly put a big dent in it, depending on which stock markets you're looking at. But I think that overall, we will probably have a better environment come the first quarter of the new year. But expect further choppy action here with the European markets and the US indices remaining locked in these trading ranges. I think that's what we're most likely to see. When we get Wall Street rallying off its lows for a few days, then we see the fuller money themes start to perform exceedingly well. That's been the case throughout this crisis to date, and I think it will remain the case. And when we get heavy selling pressure on Wall Street, inevitably that casts a long shadow, and we have to remember the Wall Street leash effect. It works in both directions, of course. As far as the government bonds are concerned, I maintained at least a week ago that we'd seen the best of the rallies, and that certainly does remain the case. I don't think we're going to see bond yields falling much lower than we saw late last month and at the beginning of this month. But equally, I think there will be enough concerns over GDP growth to prevent yields from backing up too severely. Stronger economies will see more upward pressure on yields than in the weaker ones, quite clearly. The US dollar, well, it's still in this ranging overall technical rally. I don't think it is anything more than a technical rally, but it may be of medium-term duration overall. And in terms of the resources markets, we see generally a soft trend in the industrial metals. That has continued. Some of these are beginning to look quite overextended on the downside, particularly tin and zinc. And it's the agricultural commodities that are very, very much in form right now. I think certainly the agricultural commodity trend, I think that has further to go. I wouldn't want to be too bearish about these industrial commodities. They are prone to these very lengthy medium-term corrections, which we've seen over the last few years from time to time. But demand is going to remain strong here, and the contangos are really quite small where they exist, indicating that there's plenty of end user demand. And crude oil, again, this is, I think, a shallow medium-term correction for crude, as I've been saying over the last 2 weeks or more. Crude was down $1.89 in here today to $92.50. I'd expect more ranging between the mid to upper 80s to the mid 90s here. I think, well, that's where we'll see most of the activity for a few more weeks. So ranging activity, which we also see in the precious metals, they are prone to the occasional downward dynamics here, but I would not be at all surprised to see a bit of a firmer tone in the precious metals here tomorrow. But they are also still on their medium-term ranging consolidation. So, with the exception of the agricultural commodities, which are trending, most and a few stock markets are still trending. Most other markets are just locked in ranges. And I think possibly we'll see, probably we'll see a little bit more of that. Now, I am away tomorrow and next week on a little bit of holiday time with Mrs. Fuller. So I'll be leaving you in Owen's capable hands. I will be getting back Friday a week, but I may not be actually writing or recording anything in the office during that during Friday a week. I do intend to do at least an audio on Monday, the 24th of December. So, meanwhile, all the very best to all of you in these interesting and choppy markets. Bye bye.